Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Good morning, everyone. This is Kathy, and you are listening to USA Prepares. I'm filling in for Vince today, and I have my friend Sharon with me, and we're going to try to help you save money in all kinds of ways. And so I want to say hi to Sharon, and we can get started on some of our topics, Sharon.
Wonderful. Yeah, good morning to you, too. It should be good. We have lots of years of experience between us and probably can give some pretty good ideas, I think.
I agree. Sharon, you know, we were talking, and if you don't mind, can we start off with the YouTube channel that you've been watching as far as how to preserve food? And one of the topics that we were talking about was strawberries and how to make them last longer. Do you mind explaining that?
No. Actually, you know, I was going to point out that the average American throws away one-third of their food because it goes bad or they just don't eat it. And so I was thinking that, say, somebody paid $600 a month for their food, they're throwing away $200 a month. So there is this YouTube, and it's called The Cross, C-R-O-S-S, Legacy. And she has a lot of, I keep forgetting, I want to say programs, I'm old school. But anyway, she has a lot of YouTubes that talk about how you can preserve food, including strawberries up to 3 and 4 weeks in your refrigerator. So I would suggest if people were inclined to save money, to start with not wasting your food and looking hers up. I have not watched all of hers, but I've watched a couple of them because I just found them a couple days ago. But she's very fascinating. She saves lots of food, lettuces and fruits and vegetables that she can store that are fresh, but stay fresh the way she does it. So I would recommend doing that. And then my other little side note is if you're throwing away a third of your food and you spent $600, that's $200 that you could use for something else to get good deals, stock up, get prepared. So anyway, I would recommend that one.
And what did she say about the strawberries? And I think I have done this before, and I kind of forgot that it was in the back of my mind about soaking them in like a vinegar solution for a couple minutes. Was that it, Sharon?
Yeah. She says she puts a couple of vinegar into a large bowl, and she puts the strawberries in there for 2 minutes. Only she says it's at a timer, it'll get soggy and ruin them. And then you take them out and you lay them out like on a towel, let them get fairly dry. She lives in, I think, Washington, Northwest there. And so she said it might take 2 or 3 hours to dry. But once you're dry, then you put them in a jar and you put them in the fridge, and they will last up to at least 3 weeks. And I guess what it is, the vinegar soaks out all the bad bacteria and fungus and everything else. And then you get it dry so it doesn't have moisture. And then they'll store for a long time. But she does that with all kinds of other fruits and vegetables. And given the prices, we are always comparing prices, how bad they've gotten. And given how much, especially fresh produce is costing, it would really save people a lot of money to do some of her little techniques to save all your food. In fact, I'm going to be planning to do a lot of them, actually. There's just two of us, so when you buy like a head of lettuce, it tends to go bad too quick or, you know, things like that. So by doing her ways of preserving this food, she has things lasting even up to 5 and 6 weeks in the fridge, and they're still fresh. So I thought, wow, that's pretty amazing. So they might want to check it out. It's called The Cross Legacy, and you can put preserving fresh food, and she'll show you a whole bunch. There's a bunch of videos up with that. Anyway, that's one way one could save money, because I don't see that there's going to be a lot of ways to make the food prices go down, per se. Although, Kathy and I, we really look for the sales, and we both live near Kroger stores, and they tend to have markdowns, and you can get some very good deals and markdowns if you look for them. And I'm going to jump somewhere else. We have mentioned this before. There's an old book. It's way back old now because it ages us, but it's called The Tightwad Gazette. And I looked online. You can even get one for like $4 used, okay? And then there's a hardback copy. But she has ways of stretching your budget like crazy. And one of them is she would plan her meals around the sales that week so she wasn't having to pay real expensive prices, the full prices. And the other thing is she has what she called the prepared pantry, which I referred to before. But it's having all your basic stuff on hand. Like if you cook with tomato sauce, you have a lot of extra cans that you have bought stay on sale. Or whatever you cook with, you have it ahead of time. Like she, way back then, they had their favorite brand of cereal on, I think, for 99 cents. So they bought 10 boxes because they had a large family. And that would last them probably 2 or 3 months at least, instead of paying, say, $4 for a box. So if she bought 10, she just saved herself $30. And so we were going to kind of discuss ideas that we do and things you could do to make your budget go further with food especially. So what are some, we were talking some, I'll let you share some of your ideas.
Well, Sharon, one of the things that I have done is if I buy the lettuce, I keep it one of two ways. I use those green bags. I think it's Debbie Meyer green bags. And I'll put a paper towel in there. And that tends to absorb moisture. So to me, I think the enemies are moisture and the air. So I tend to use those. And then I also use, if I have the clamshell, the plastic. Now they have a lid. Some of the lids snap down, but some have like a little cellophane thing that you can pull back. So I've been saving those because it reseals. So I'll put a paper towel in there, and a lot of times the moisture forms at the top. So then I flip it over and let the lettuce fall into the top of it. I wipe it off too. Sometimes I'll just wipe it off with a towel or a cloth or something. If there's moisture on it, but I put the paper towel in, seal it back up, flip it over upside down, and then the moisture absorbs in the paper towel. So then later on that day, if I'm in the refrigerator, I'll open it up, and if the paper towel is a little moist, then I'll take it out, let it dry, and then once it's dry, I put it back in. And I can keep lettuce much longer. And if some of them that last longer are your kale, and some spinach lasts longer. Some of the real delicate lettuce, if you buy the mixed greens or the spring greens, those get mushy. So sometimes if I can catch them, I'll pull those out so they don't get the whole bag to go rotten. But I use my food saver canisters. Now, I've done a couple experiments. I did the food saver canister. The only thing that I know that I'm having trouble with, and I guess I have to maybe look up to see why, I can't seem to keep a seal when it's fruit longer than 2 weeks. But I did an experiment, and I did the food saver, and at a week and a half, I checked it, and the strawberries were still as fresh as when I put them in there. So then I did another experiment a week ago, because my strawberries were coming in incredible. I just had a whole counter full in trays and Rubbermaid containers and buckets. They just came in 2.5 weeks. I had double what I had last year. So I was making jam. I cut some up. I sliced them thin. I put them in my dehydrator, and they're actually really good. When you bite into one, they're like super sweet. So those I can put aside for a snack, or you could add them to cereal or anything that you want, milk if you're having with your cereal or anything else you would like to have them with, or just snack. Put them in a trail mix or something. But I found I even put them in like a Tupperware container, and I marked it. And that's the other thing I would encourage people to do. I just use masking tape. And if I make a pot of beans. I found that after about 3 or 4 days, they go, once I drain them and put them in the refrigerator, they start to get a funny smell. And it's like after the fourth day, if I haven't eaten them, I get rid of them because they just, to me, I think they're going bad. So I take a little piece of tape and I just put it on there. Like if it's Thursday, I'll put it on there. And I know, like, okay, wait a minute. You know, if I forgot about something, then I need to use it up today, or I'm going to end up, unfortunately, sometimes I do have to throw things away. But if you forget, like you have cooked potatoes there and it's in the back of the refrigerator, like, oh, when did I make that? You just don't remember. So I know you date it. But Sharon, I did do the experiment with the Tupperware, and I did it for 1 week. I took a container of strawberries, and I had a couple that got a little soft. But those, I think, were the birds were starting to get to them, and they kind of mushed them a little. So I did try to go through and pull out anything that was not that great, but they were still good. So that's one way to do it, but I really like the way this other lady did it. Now, you said after she got done, she stored them in airtight containers or glass jars, right?
Yeah, she likes glass jars for some reason. Like I said, I haven't watched all her stuff yet, but I thought, wow, I know that a lot of things like that go bad. I, too, actually use those green bags a lot, but she gets even longer time. And I thought, well, I've got to learn about that. But, you know, we waste so much food, so we're wasting so much money, you know?
Yeah.
And I really feel we're on a very set budget ourselves, but because we do have a, quote, prepared pantry and stuff that, you know, because we live a homestead lifestyle, so when you grow your stuff in the garden in summer, you make enough for a year, hopefully. And when we harvest wild game in the fall, it hopefully goes for a year and that type of thing. So we have ample food to call back on, and then we can just keep adding to when the good deals are. But it's always good to have fresh fruit and fresh vegetables and stuff. And those things don't tend to store real long, especially if you don't prepare them properly for the fridge and stuff. So I haven't actually tried the strawberries in a Tupperware bowl. That's interesting. I mark my stuff too, but I'm kind of I'm a very visual person. If it's out of sight, out of mind. So I take my containers and I put plastic wrap over them and just put a rubber band around, and then I mark on the top of plastic wrap what day it was I cooked it or made it. And then when I look in the fridge, I can see what I actually have, because if it's buried in a bowl with, say, I don't know, foil or whatever, even a lid on it, I don't remember what's in it. And I just
get
the mold and go bad. So because of the type of person I need to see things visually, I just use plastic wrap. And I buy the great big old thing at Costco that lasts forever. And then I collect a lot of rubber bands that I buy at the Dollar Tree usually. But that way I can immediately look in the bowl and know what it is. And I've written on the plastic with just a black marker what date it is. So I do that most of the time. Occasionally you're busy and you forget and you think, how long ago was that made? You know, but I do probably a good 75% of the time. There's life gets very busy, and sometimes you just don't take that extra 20 seconds to do that. You know, it's kind of crazy. But
that's right.
I think it will help most people be much more intentional in how they take care of their food even after they make it. And even though I'm visual, I have started to I make too much because there's only two of us. I started freezing stuff and marking it and put it in my freezer, and then I try to keep it at the top of a chest freezer so I can remember it and eat it maybe in another week or two, so that I'm not letting things go bad. And, you know, we don't throw away a whole lot of food, but sometimes that happens because I'll make something and we'll eat it twice, and I don't know, we want something different. So I have learned to start freezing more of my meals. So kind of a quick meal, too, later on.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel, to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life. for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back. I wanted to say something, and it really ties in with saving money. And I like to be organized, and I like to be clean, have a clean house. It's just, I guess, my issue. But I find that one of the tips that I would give to people is, like, when you have something, one of the things I learned is don't put it down, put it away. And I think if you can do that to be organized, it will help you keep your house clean and to keep things organized, because then you save money. If you put things away or put it down the wrong place, then when you're looking for it, you can't find it. And if you're not organized, and let's say, oh, you know, do I need more tomato paste? And you've got it in the wrong spot or it's buried somewhere, then you can buy more if you didn't really need it. Or especially with something perishable. So that is one of the things I try to do. Now, I have to admit, ever since I've ramped up the gardening, I really don't do it the way I should, especially in the summer. It's so much work to, like, when I'm picking all the strawberries that I had, I come in with a half a counter full. Then I have to do something with them. So the time I would have normally spent cleaning, that has to be put on the back burner. I try to squeeze it in a little bit here, a little bit there. And I always try to have a place for everything. Now, right now, my house is not like that. So I have to, full confession here, But hopefully in the fall, when I'm done with the canning and the gardening, I can go through and reorganize everything. But I do think there's a connection. And I think that if you can organize your freezer, your pantry, your where you have your shampoos and everything, if you know what you have, then you can make a list of saying, oh, okay, I need to buy this. I'm getting short on it. And then you can watch for sales instead of saying, oh, I thought I had two more of those. And then you have to go out and pay full price. But that was just something I've been meaning to say. But Sharon, I wanted to let you finish talking about, you were talking about the freezer.
Oh, well, I was just saying that you can freeze your food in it. Wrap it, double wrap it twice so it doesn't get freezer burnt. And then you do have to eat it up in a month or two or so. Depends what you put in there. But, you know, same with you. I try to organize. Now, we live in a small place, and I like it, but it's small. And so it's a real challenge to not get clutter every, which unfortunately we're at, because this is such a busy time of year, as you know. We have the same thing, all kinds of stuff we're trying to do. We were trying to burn a bunch of brush before the end of June because you can no longer burn here after June. And so we've just been working like crazy and putting stuff in the garden. And I'm getting finally some strawberries to myself this year. We're considerably behind you because we get frost so late. So I plant quite a bit later than you, but we've got our garden going, and you got to keep it weeded, and we have a big garden and stuff like that. But I had a thought. It kind of slipped out of my mind. Let you say something, and I'll remember what it was.
Oh, sure. No problem. One of the things that we're talking about, like I have found, I bought, now I hated to spend the money on them, but I went to Menards, and they have them other places, but I found that Menards was a little cheaper than the Kroger. But I went to Menards, and in their canning section, they have Ball makes them, B-A-L-L. They're called leak-proof lids. They make them for your standard jars and your wide mouth jars. And so I bought them, especially, think about it. If you have a jar of pickles and you open it, and if you tilt it to get out of the door, and it spills all over. And because even, you know, with the regular canning lid, or it tips over. They're not seal leak-proof once you break the seal. And what I found was by using these leak-proof lids, I noticed my homemade salsa lasted longer because I think the air didn't get in there, and other things that I put in there. And so I was like, well, that makes sense. So I believe that there's five or six in a box, and I think the standard lids were maybe $4 or maybe $2.99, $3.99, something like that. And the wide mouth, I think, were 5 or 6. So I use a lot of them, and I'm really liking them, especially for the wide mouth, because I can't find a replacement to put on my jar. But, so I don't know, Sharon, if you've done that before, but there's something to look for. And I know we're headed into the bottom of it.
But I'm actually hearing the music this time. I didn't hear it last time at all. So.
Yeah, we're headed into a break. We'll
catch up again.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The U.S. Air Force is reporting 3 Russian fighter jets provoked U.S. drones during a mission against ISIS over Syria. In a statement last night, the Air Force said Russian jets took part in unsafe and unprofessional behavior with three U.S. drones yesterday morning, forcing them into evasive maneuvers. It is unknown what kind of mission was taking place against ISIS targets. The Pentagon will make changes on how military personnel access classified information following a massive leak of top-secret documents earlier this year. An internal review of policies concluded by the Defense Department should improve its security posture and accountability measures. It determined, however, that it does not have a widespread issue with keeping its records safe. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has arrived in Beijing. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. Oh
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yes, he was Karen. I do want to mention my recipe for killing the weeds that's non-toxic to animals and your ground. So I will give that in a few minutes. But, Sharon, did you have anything you wanted to jump in with before I go on with other items?
Sure. I actually remember what I was saying. I was talking about a place as small, so it's a challenge, and I forgot where it was going. But what I do is I do try to keep a fairly good inventory of, like, how much I have. I don't necessarily write it down, but I like to use, we have some storage in our basement. And we have some deep shells that we made so we could get ahead of stuff because my kitchen isn't that big and I can't put that much in it. And so I use those flat boxes that like the mushroom packages come in and stuff. And I put my jars in that, and then you can slide them in and out off the shelf and see what you have better. Because you can get, if you go four or five back, you don't know what's at the back. And probably most people don't take time to go through it all the time. So I find that very handy. Or you can even get smaller flats, and you can use that kind of like a rolling shelf. You know, they have those rollers that roll out on shelves on the brand new nice cabinets. But this works pretty well, and especially for your extra storage, and you can kind of pull it out like how much tomato sauce do I have or how many cans of pears or whatever you collect, you know, even canned meat or whatever. So it's pretty handy, and I try to keep everything in similar areas. Like if I had, I don't use canned peas very much, but if I make like a pot pie, I will use them. But, you know, how many peas do I have, how many beans I have, you know, different things like that. I try to keep all the similar things together. And actually in my basement on the shelving, I write on the outside of the box, the little flat box, what it is, so I don't have to hunt through all the boxes to figure out where the green beans are. So it is a simple little way to do it. You can also, of course, store a lot of extra stuff under your beds, and you can use, I used to use banana boxes a lot because they're real heavy duty, and then you just make a little map, which I used to tape inside my cabinet door to remember where I had a backup and extra, because we lived in a very small place before, but we raised five kids. And now it's just down to two of us, so we kind of have a little more breathing room. But and also I was going to mention, those lids sound really great. I didn't really realize they have them, but I actually store my pickles in the Tupperware containers. They're square, rectangular, upright, and they have a real tight lid that snaps down. And then they have like a, I don't know how to explain it. You pull up the bottom, and it's sieved on the bottom, and the liquid all goes down. You just pull a pickle up and not have to get your hands all icky. So I use those a lot because I make most all our dill pickles and some other kinds of pickles, too. And that way you don't get so messy getting them out even.
I don't have one of those.
You can pick them up at garage sales really cheap, especially if you go to older people's garage sales. They're around a lot, at least around here. And I imagine in most places, you probably can even find them at thrift stores, you know, pretty cheap. But they're pretty handy, especially if you get pickles out a lot. You don't have to get the fork and dig it out and, you know, or whatever you do to get them out of the jar. But anyway, those are a couple things. The idea to me, though, we were talking about today is ways we can make our food go further and ways that you can store things. And the price is going up with, like I said, people, we're on a limited budget because the way we live, we're doing okay. But I just shake my head, and we were talking about that. You go, sir, how could you adjust to a 50% increase in your food if you're barely making it already? And so the idea is, I don't like to say, I can't, and it's too bad, and it's awful, and hey, yeah, it's hard, but what can you do? And so it's like we're trying to throw out ideas of things you can do that can make your food go further. If you're wasting a third of your food, then if you can save a third of your food, you don't have to buy that again. And if you can pick up on sales like Kathy and I do, then instead of paying 89 cents for something, you might only pay 30 or 40. And that means you could buy at least twice what you normally would buy. And I was mentioning that our Kroger stores have really good markdowns. A couple of our stores have random ones, but our Kroger store has a lot of markdowns. And I was able to get a 25-pound bag of sugar the other day for $5.65. That was in the markdown. And so, yeah, I take it. I store it in some buckets, and I don't have the I just don't have all those fancy stuff. I just put it in two white trash bags that are not scented. They're just plain white trash bags. I twist one down. I twist the second one down. I pop the lid on it, and they store for years, literally. Now, I don't live in a high humidity area, so I can't tell you if you lived in a high humidity if that would work well, but it works really well up here. And so I'll have that for as the season goes on and I start making jams and jellies and canning, I'll have that sugar. Way cheaper than if I bought the little 4-pound bag for, what, $2.50 now it's going at least, I think, regular. So those ways can save you a ton of money. But like Kathy was saying, you kind of have to know what you have so that you don't get a bunch of stuff that goes bad quickly and then you waste your money. So that's all I had to say on that one. I'll let you go to the next thing.
Well, you were talking about the boxes. Now,
before they used to sell the boxes that were just cardboard and they had the flaps on them and you could store them. Now they're pretty much open and they have the dividers. But I saved those. I even saved those. And I have them stacked on my shelves, and I have like a big metal a cabinet, I guess, and I have room on top of there. Well, mm-hmm. I got to thinking, okay, is that full or is that empty? So I'd have to get up on the stool or the ladder and look. So what I do now is I take an index card with a mm-hmm. push pin or a thumbtack, and I have full on one, and then I have empty on, and I label them so that I know, oh, those are empty, I can use them. But then if it's full of tomatoes, then I just take a little piece of tape and put tomatoes on there and the date so I know. So that's one way you can keep track of what you have. But if you can save the boxes that they came in, if you're not putting them like on the shelf, but I like your idea of the mushroom boxes or the produce, because if you get all the same ones, then you can stack mm-hmm. them, and they're really very sturdy. I mean, they can hold a lot of weight. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I do that. Actually, the last thing you said, the index cards, because I do that too. I'll take a stapler and just staple it on the outside and mark on it.
That's a good idea. I didn't think about that. Yeah, that's a good idea. I have that recipe for the weed killer. I'll give it just in case anybody didn't get it. Now, what I do is I use one of the pump sprayers. And so this is what I learned when I did it. Put your salt in. If you can do it where you can't, if you don't touch the edges, because the first time I got salt on there and I couldn't get the pump sprayer because the salt had gotten in there and I couldn't get a tight seal. So then I had to rinse it. But what I do is I put, it's 3 tablespoons of salt. And it's 1 tablespoon of dish soap. You can use any. I happen to have Dawn. And then a 1/2 gallon of vinegar. I've used cleaning vinegar. I've used the more acidic vinegar. And I've used regular household vinegar. And I would just use the household or the cleaning because the other's way too expensive, I think, for what I'm using it for. And I put it in a pump sprayer. But put your salt and your Dawn in first. And then pour your vinegar in case you get anything around that rim. Because if you get something on that rim, I couldn't get it to seal. And then I put in a pump sprayer. Now, I ended up doing the whole property, and I went through 4 gallons the other day. I did around the barn, around the pond, because the weeds were just going nuts, and the trimming and trying to maintain everything was just too much. So I just took the time, and this should last me probably 6 or 8 weeks before I really would even have to think about doing it again. But you put it in the pump sprayer, and then you just adjust your nozzle. Now, if you have something really narrow, like, say, cracks in your driveway, make it real narrow. You don't have to have a wide spray, and you don't have to keep going back and forth. You just hit it, because, believe me, 1/2 gallon goes really fast. So I went around the sidewalk in the front. I went around the barn. And now I made it a little wider because there were some areas I didn't want the grass creeping in, like around our, we have a fence. And trying to weed whack that with a split rail fence, it gets caught in there and you just spend so much time. So that's the recipe. And I've been very happy with it. And I've given it to other people, and other people have said that, you know, that worked well for them. So it's non-toxic. I don't have to worry about the birds and the dog or, you know, hurting any animals or ourselves. So I did, you know, I wanted to make sure I mentioned it a couple weeks ago. But, Sharon, one of the things that I wanted to bring up, too, was that we talked about when you go to the grocery store, I would recommend if you're going to go in, get your staples first, your things that are not cold, especially, well, I would say probably even in the winter. Because if you think about it, if you're in the store for an hour and you go and you put your milk or you put meat or even the produce that maybe should be chilled, like your salad greens or something, and if it's an hour, an hour and a half or 2 hours before you get home, think about how much that has set out, especially freezer things too, you know, ice cream or, you know, and even frozen vegetables. I mean, those can refreeze. That's not really an issue. But things that would spoil. So I would get all your staples first. If you're going to get flour, sugar, seasonings, or things like that, get that first. And then your coldest thing, I would get that last. Now, I know a lot of people tell you to go around the perimeter and buy all that first, but I've had numerous times where my milk, I've got home, and lately things are not as fresh as they used to be. I bought a bag of Vidalia onions because I finally ran out of my own, and I got home, and first one I went to use about a week later, it was all mushy. I had to throw it away. And so I have to go through the bag and, like, either do something with them real quick or chop them up and freeze them or dehydrate them. So It just was upsetting because I just bought a brand-new bag, and they really weren't that fresh. And another thing, when you're in the grocery store, I've done this, and there's a difference sometimes up to a pound, I've noticed. If you're going to get a bag of something, like let's say potatoes or something, go and weigh them, or a bag of apples. Sometimes there's a half a pound difference, or there's a pound difference, probably just depending on the size of the fruit that they have. They just put it in there. So I always weigh. I'll grab three or four, and I try to figure out which ones are the heaviest. I go over and weigh them, and then I'll buy the heavier one. So it doesn't save you a lot of money, but it saves you some. So that was one thing that I try to relay to people just so that they know. And you know, Sharon, we were talking about buying sales, especially Kroger. I find them at other places too. But I was at Kroger, and they had the 32-ounce box of chicken broth for 30 cents. And it was sitting on the floor with a sign that was like half falling off of it. And I walked by and I went, wow, that's really cheap. And it was organic too. And so I called my kids, and everybody wanted, you know, eight or six. So I my whole cart was filled with almost all the chicken broth because it was such a good deal. You know, I called my sister and my kids and said, does anybody want any? I'm like, oh yeah, Mom, get me eight or 10 of them. So that's something you can help to save. So we'll be back in a minute.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back. Aaron, I didn't know if you had any comments about what I said about being in the grocery store, or do you have any tips that you use there?
I purchased those cold hot bags that you can put your stuff in. You can get them at Dollar Tree for $1.25, and they hold up really quite well. And because we have about a half-hour drive to get home, because in theory you could get a little quicker, but you get behind really slow people, and because we live up in the hills, you can't pass most of the time. So we basically allot a half-hour. Plus, when we go to town, because it is quite a bit of distance, we run a lot of errands and things get cold, get too hot. So I actually put pretty much anything perishable in those bags when possible, and I just carry them in both our vehicles because my husband tends to drive one car and I tend to drive the other when I drive. So I just make sure I have plenty of them. They're much more – you can buy the other ones at other stores $4 or $5, but really the ones at Dollar Tree work just great. So I tend to use that, and we try to make the last stop wherever I'm going to get the cold stuff, like especially things like ice cream or frozen goods. We try to make that our last stop. And kind of like you, I try to make sure it's near the last thing I put in if I can, because I don't want it melting before we get home. But those things save money. It's all these little things that you do that save money. And you might not think it really adds up, but I once read this article. Now, I personally don't use like coupons because I buy a lot of basic stuff. I don't buy a lot of prepared stuff. But this man used to make fun of his wife for using coupons. And then he had some health reasons, and she had to work, and he had to stay home, so he decided to try it. At the end of the year, he had saved like $700 or more by just taking advantage of that 25 cents here, 50 cents there. And so my thought process here is maybe you don't use coupons, although I do sometimes, especially if you get coupons and use a markdown stuff. But by buying things on sale and by not wasting them, you can actually, in a sense, make a lot of money or save yourself a lot of money that you could use for whatever else. And with the prices going up so terribly bad, I'm just stunned at the prices on most things. Yesterday, I wanted deli sandwiches, and so my husband did. So I have the deli meat frozen. That's not a problem. I got that on sale, but deli bread doesn't really store too well in the fridge. You can take your breads and wrap them in newspaper and you'll buy a little time. But I've never had really great success with freezing bread for any length of time. So I went to buy them. They were almost $4 for six little belly bun things, you know, for sandwich things. And I thought, ouch, you know, but I can do that because I already had the cheese and I had the meat and I had a lot of the veggies and everything at home. But if you can purchase a lot of the things that store longer, then you don't have to pay that much money. And you can save a ton of money. Like, I've gotten all kinds of spaghetti sauces marked down to like 89 cents for a jar. Now, I tend to make my own spaghetti sauce, but the other day I had some of the ravioli that my daughter's moving, and she gave me her frozen ravioli. So I decided it was a long day. We've been working. I just threw some sauce over it. It was really good, and we had some Parmesan and made some side dishes and stuff. But you would pay a lot of money if you decided to buy the regular price on, say you wanted that for dinner. You had to go buy the ravioli. You had to go buy the Parmesan. You had to go buy your sauce. You know, I ate for a fraction of that. And so those are the ways that you can counter the inflation, because you're not going to stop the inflation. And I was kind of going there before and I jumped off like usual. Anyway, people who aren't really set budget are going to be hard pressed to eat fairly decently at the new prices, especially if you just go in the store and buy the full price. It's going to be really hard. But if you take advantage, like Kathy and I do, of the markdowns, and just learn your store. Kroger's are really good at having markdowns. And so you learn where they have the ours has carts, but it also has a shelf in the back where they put things like bananas and apples and green peppers and their produce markdown. And they only charge 99 cents a bag for, like, you can get four or five peppers. And then in their actual produce refrigerated part, they will mark their mushrooms way down. A lot of times I got 8-ounce packages of mushrooms for only 66 cents. And I took them and dehydrated. And then my husband found this recipe that's called mushroom ketchup they used to make back in like the early 1800s. And it's basically a mushroom steak sauce, but it's actually really good. So he made a batch. I thought he should make another batch. So I bought more to make more. But those things, I mean, if I had to pay, I think it was going $2.50 or something like for 8 ounces of mushroom, it's like, ouch. But I can get them for like 66 cents, you know, if you keep your eyes open at the store. And it really doesn't take that long to walk the store and look at the areas where they mark things down. It really doesn't. You just have to kind of be aware of, look like Kathy did, look down low when you see these signs. Hey, wait a minute, they're getting rid of this. And a lot of the times, they might be close to expiration, but frequently they're marking them down because they have that, quote, new improved packages that instead of 16 ounces are 14.5. Well, you can't have bigger boxes and smaller boxes or bigger cans and smaller cans on the same shelf. So they get rid of the older ones, way marked down, to get them out of the way so they can put the new improved shrunken package on the shelf. And so if you're aware of that, plus, you know, we've discussed this before, but sell-by date does not mean it's going to go bad. It's just what it'll be, top quality. So things like tomato sauce are not going to go bad. They store a long time. You just have to be aware that tomato sauce is fairly acidic. So if you're going to store it, you want to check on it every so often. Or I personally will put them in those flat boxes, and I will line it with some kind of, usually just a trash bag. You know, I can put that in there. So that if it does leak, it doesn't leak all over your shelf. And pineapple will do that also. Those two things are pretty bad. If you store them real long, they can eat through the can because they're acidic. But I've had stuff last forever not do that. So
life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.